Well, I made it clear at the meeting that Carrick and Shannon Chamber of Commerce, which has 400 members, had contacted me and asked me to oppose this measure. And I think it's a terrible thing, because several businesses in Mulltown have closed in the past year, and I know that there are more in danger of closure. And at the budget meeting, I said this 5% increase was a blunt instrument and could end up destroying more businesses, especially those on the verge of closure. I asked if the members wanted that, if they wanted more closure. And of course, the 13-member coalition rode in behind it wholeheartedly and said they were proposing it and following and supporting it. So there we were. Now, I will say Councillor Flynn did support me to some extent, and he gave several examples of where other streams of income would be or could be possible for the County Council. But again, that was dismissed.
But in reality, is 5% an awful lot to expect from an individual business? And they have said that this will ultimately be reinvested into various community projects.
Well, that's a case of live horse and you'll get grass, I think, that last part. No, I think that they were just bullheaded in the way they went about it. And they just didn't listen. As usual, they didn't listen to the businesses and to people. And you say 5% is not a lot. It is an awful lot to a business that's in real financial trouble and in danger of closure. And I can see more closing down. And I think that is on the council's conscience if it happens.